2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
For critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories, listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City,
live team coverage.
The June Heatwave,
day six on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have fair skies, a lot of blue up there, and 98 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, fires are getting worse across the West, and Senator Mitt Romney wants a national strategy to fight them, and fast. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
The state may own one stretch of land, BLM another, and the Forestry Service another, and they all seem to have different policies on responding to wildfires.
We've got to put together a comprehensive strategy and knock down the regulations that are keeping us from actually doing a better job.
Senator Mitt Romney says the commission would study what the best policies are, where firefighting aircraft should be placed, and what to do with dead timber that he says is just laying around ready to burn.
That has to happen. It hasn't happened in the past, and as a result of that, we're more vulnerable today.
He hopes to attach his bill to the infrastructure bill being discussed in Washington. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Well, as mentioned, it is hot and dry. The National Weather Service is still warning of excessive heat and tinder dry conditions. There could be some thunderstorms this afternoon, but there won't be any rain with them, just gusty wind and lightning, which could pose an increased fire risk. Another risk, fireworks. Some cities are looking at banning them. Some say they can't because Utah law doesn't allow them to. KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffemeyer explains.
The governor says he can't issue a statewide ban on fireworks, and though some cities have already said no, Utah law makes it weird for them to try and ban the fireworks. City councils can make the decision within their city limits, but only in certain areas, like those covered by dry grass or within 200 feet of a trail or waterway. The state fire marshal has the power to make fireworks illegal in unincorporated areas and has done that.
The only body that can ban fireworks across the state is the legislature. Holiday City has banned firecrackers in a unanimous city council vote last night. Private fireworks are not allowed within city limits. That ban will last through mid-October. Millions of people were driven from their homes despite the COVID crisis. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the UN High Commission on Refugees reporting 82.4 million people from around the world have been driven from their homes by violence and human rights violations. Commissioner Filippo Grandi says that's a 4% increase over the record high of 79.5 million set in 2019.
These movements will continue until we address the root causes. We have not only a moral duty, but a practical necessity to manage this in a good way.
Grandi also criticizes the rhetoric demonizing refugees and migrants and policies that call for closing borders and building walls. The World Health Organization warns that the COVID-19 pandemic is turning into a two-track crisis, with poorer countries seeing a spike in deaths and infections, while richer nations are slow to donate vaccines.
Ineffective use of public health and social measures continue to give COVID-19 an opportunity to mutate, spread, and kill.
Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says an unequal distribution of vaccine is allowing the virus to take hold in countries where public health systems are already struggling. And this week's monumental approval of Juneteenth as a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. did not come without a long and dedicated fight. Miss Opal Lee, who many have called the grandmother of Juneteenth, was honored during yesterday's signing. The 94-year-old tells ABC News this was one of her proudest moments.
The time has come for us to work together to dispel the disparities we have. And
teacher and a lifelong activist walked from her home in Fort Worth, Texas, to the nation's capital to call for the federal holiday. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County leaders celebrated Juneteenth today. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Appearances included in WCP Salt Lake Chapter President Jonetta Williams, Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter Utah, and Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson reading a proclamation declaring June 19th or Juneteenth a holiday in Salt Lake County. Utah Black History Museum bus was parked for a time outside of the plaza for residents to view and tour.
The ceremony began with the singing of what is considered the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. KSL News Time 405. This is breaking news on KSL News Radio. A new fire has started in southwestern Utah. The Flat Fire is now burning on the northern edge of Dixie National Forest, north of St. George. It's between the cities of Beryl and Enterprise. It's about 50 acres right now. Crews believe it was started by lightning. Hit heads up for traffic delays starting this weekend on I-15 and I-80. UDOT is closing two lanes between 39th South and 33rd South on northbound I-15 starting tonight until Sunday evening for pavement repairs. The department is also closing I-80 in Tooele County beginning Monday. Westbound I-80 at the SR-36 junction will close overnight Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 8 to 5. All traffic will be detoured off the freeway so construction crews can place beams for a new bridge. That's what you have to worry about over the weekend and beyond. For right now, we have Ricky Meese checking the traffic. What's up?
Two new crashes, one on State Street, about 2100 South, and then a crash on southbound I-215's West Belt at California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. What wings, a halo, and an unemployment check? What has wings, a halo, and an unemployment check? Well, you'll find out in just a moment. My Minute of News is on the way next on KSL.
We get it almost every night.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.